Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi there. We were just talking. My husband's with me right now. We've had a problem with our teenage son. We were hoping you could help us out.
Okay.
He's 13, and he's always been a little different than the average kid, but he does pretty well. And
Different how?
He kind of likes the darker side of life.
Give me an example.
Well, for instance, our problem right now is he picked out a CD that is extremely dark with what sounds like I looked at the lyrics and it was mostly about us against them and kind of suicide type of end it all attitude. And he seems to like to push the envelope or at least brag about it. Now, he's told all his friends he's had sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I don't necessarily believe that, but he likes the shock value.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I have two boys. He's the oldest.
Okay. How does he do in school?
He does pretty good. He keeps his grades up. He's on Adderall because he's got attention deficit.
Okay. Does he seem at all depressed or suicidal to you?
Yeah, I think he's just struggling with some things. He's just not socially seasoned, I guess is a good word. He just picks the lowest bottom of the barrel for friends, and they influence him. And some of them, yeah. My husband's here, too.
Hi, husband.
Hello.
Give me an example of the friends that you don't like. Why do you not like one of his friends?
Alex.
Well, there's a neighbor that has been a big influence, and he has an older sister who has had some dark side issues and has actually tried to commit suicide and has.
Well, but I'm not sure it's contagious. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but does he bring friends to the house?
He does. He prefers one friend over these others, and we've tried to encourage him with other things. Now, I need to throw a couple things in there. We had a big fire back in February, and I just got a note today from his Sunday school youth director that ever since the fire, he has really seemed to have feelings of, you know, negativity and sort of going against authority. And
what caused the fire? Do we know?
We had an electrical fire in our house.
And what was, were you guys at the house at the time?
We were, and we were able to, we tried to put the fire out and did not. And so we're actually living in a temporary house right now about a mile and a half from our house. And we lost our cat in the fire. He had smoke inhalation.
Was he close to the cat?
Yes, but he has a dog.
Well, I mean, 13, as you guys may recall, is kind of a fragile age. All right, so his school is concerned about him. There was a fire in February. What else?
Well, the big thing yesterday, we found this really large knife in his room. It looks like a pocket knife, but it's four sizes bigger than one you put in your pocket.
Where did it come from?
Well, his story is that somebody's friend, you know, his friends, and they've been using it to go fishing and cut fishing line. But, you know, it looks like it could take the head off of a cow at this point. I'm like, there's no way you could be using it for fishing line. So at this point, I don't know. We took it, and I don't know. We're just struggling. What do we do with all these signs, and how do we catch them before it really gets worse?
Well, you know what? I mean, he's 13. He's not stupid. What I would do is I would take him for a walk. And, my tendency is to have you do it, maybe do it as both of you. Take him for a walk someplace and neutral. You know, don't, because in the house, if you sit him down in the living room, he's going to feel you guys have ganged up on him. It's your house. You're going to send him to his room. And he's going to give you the snotty, you know, the sullen look. Go away. I hate your guts. All right, Jeannie and Rob, here's what I do. Because, look, one of the possibilities is to ignore it. Never a good idea. No, I wouldn't do that. Number two, one is to say, look, we're going to take you to a therapist. The problem about that approach, which is always an option, is at this juncture, it's going to make him feel that there's something wrong with him anyway. And all his antisocial tendencies, all his sense that I don't really fit in, are just going to be exacerbated. It's always an option. And if we need to go there, we always can. But I don't know that that's what I do at this moment. I think you have some more kind of informal, more comforting and comfortable options first. So what I, the two of what I would do is I would get someone to watch the younger child today. And when he comes home from school, I'd have the two of you take him for a walk and, you know, go get an ice cream cone. And then I would sit him down someplace, not in the car, someplace neutral outside. So it's not your turf. And say, pardon?
I'm taking some notes.
Okay, good. And then you can always download the program too on your iPod. So it'll be in about an hour. You can download it. So you'll have the recording of it if you need. All right. So then I would say, look, here's your mom and I, or the two of us, your dad and I, are kind of worried about you because we think you're really smart. We think you're a great kid. We know that 13 is really not a much fun age. But here's what we're concerned about. Concerned that your taste in music is going to kind of bum you out. And we know that music does affect us. We know, and you can tell them this, that, for example, when they play country western or sad things in a bar, that the consumption of alcohol goes up by 20%. So you can say it's not just you, and it's not just our idea, that we know that there's research that says we are influenced by the music we listen to. If you whistle a happy tune, you're going to feel happy. If you sort of sing a sad dirge, you're going to feel unhappy. So we're concerned about your music, and I would give him the background on it. So it's just not parents going, oh, mom, oh, dad, you don't get it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would tell him that. Number two, that a big knife in your room. You know, we're worried about that. We're worried because you're 13 years old. We're worried because it's dangerous. We're worried because, and we believe that it was from one of your friends, but it's in your house. And God forbid one of your, you know, the dog finds it or your brother finds it. That's really scary stuff. So we're worried about that. So we want you, we want to have the sense that it's okay for you to be bummed. You don't have to play games with us and pretend you're happy when you're not. But we want to have the sense that you're really okay. Because, you know, we're your parents, we love you, but we're kind of worried about this. Can you tell us what you're feeling? Can you reassure us, or are you worried too? And then stop talking. Now he's going to say, don't ask him a specific question. Just, you know, can you reassure us? Can you tell us how you're feeling? Because if you ask him a specific question, he's going to say, I don't know. And I wouldn't necessarily even say, is there something wrong? Give it a try. Talk to him today. Call me tomorrow if you need to. All right. And the whole point being, the sort of, if I had to distill this down to everything, there are several points. First of all, by definition, a question feels like the Spanish Inquisition. All right? And the more specific the question, the more specific the intrusion. All right? So, especially when we're dealing with kids or we're dealing with a sensitive subject, sort of saying, is there something I can do to help you? And I know that that's a question, but it's a whole different kind of question than what's going on here or what's wrong, right? And if you can sort of readjust the sentiment so that it's a statement rather than a question of, tell me what I can do to help you. All right, doesn't have a question mark at the end. So it doesn't feel nearly as intrusive. It doesn't feel nearly as judgmental. It doesn't feel nearly as intrusive. Okay, it doesn't feel like the Spanish Inquisition. Tell me where you were. Okay, tell me what's going on. And so if you can sort of have your inquiry, and I know by definition an inquiry is a question, but if you can have it so it doesn't feel as much like a question of, if you could tell me what's going on, maybe I can help you, or I want to be able to help you, are really the same statements of concern without the negative valence. So that's number one. Number two is at some point you stop talking. Human beings have a tendency to want to fill the void, even if they're not on the radio. Here it's called dead air. In human interactions, it's called giving somebody a little space, right? Giving them a little freedom to think things through, to figure out what they want to do. And as my grandfather would say, you never learn anything when you're talking, right? Because you already know everything that you're saying, presumably. So you don't learn anything when you're talking. You learn when you're listening. So when we're trying to get some information out of somebody, believe it or not, not asking specific questions, especially if it's a sensitive topic, is a better introduction, and second of all, leaving them some space to answer. So at some point, just stop talking and don't get made anxious by your own silence. Let them sort of find some space to respond to you. All right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As many of you know, on Thursdays, I am invited to participate on Doug Steffen's Good Day show, which I do bright and early in the morning on Thursdays. And today we were talking, Doug, among other things, has he has cows. And so we were talking about, apparently today is Slingshot Earth Day or something. And I didn't know what that meant. Apparently this is the day where we completely overcome our ability to feed ourselves and to breathe water and whatever. And I'm saying, what does that mean? That tomorrow the sun's not going to rise? I mean, things like that drive me nuts. And you know me. I mean, I believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. But he said, well, we're going to run out of food, we're going to have water. And I said, well, interestingly enough, one of the things that we've got on my program is talking about man-made food as opposed to, for example, cows, which have a huge carbon footprint. And for a moment, I forgot that Doug has cows. And he said, well, you know, but they're poop. I said, yeah, no, I know. It's the point, all we're talking about is a carbon footprint, and that cows use a huge amount of natural resource and poop out methane, which is not very good for the environment. And we should, I mean, I don't think anybody's trying to get rid of beef per se, but that there are better ways of getting protein that are healthier for the planet. And narrowly avoiding that particular Armageddon. And so we had a story that we've been kind of shuffling around. I think we'll probably get to it today, about alternative food sources and how people feel about them. And everything from artificial meat to lettuce that's kind of purple, that was grown in a test tube, to hydroponics, which isn't even considered very controversial anymore. I talked about the fact that I went to a kibbutz in Israel that had cows that turned out 10 times the normal amount of milk, that apparently a cow normally turns out about 5 gallons of milk a day, and these cows turned out 55 gallons. And I'm trying to figure out, what are they doing to the cows? And decided maybe it wasn't a good time to ask. But there's kind of a cool story that I thought I would share with you today, just because, you know, I mean, that's kind of what we do, is to try and find. And it's not living in a fantasy world. It's sort of saying that being optimistic actually is a much better strategy for a whole lot of things than being pessimistic. And so they're saying that the headline here is to cut food waste, Spain's Solidarity Fridge supplies endless leftovers. All right, so let me just tell you the story, because it's really kind of a cool story. They've got a picture, and they said, Izam Masoudi, an unemployed Moroccan immigrant, checks out what's inside the Solidarity Fridge. Masoudi says money is tight for him, and it's amazing to be able to help himself to healthy food from Geldakau's communal refrigerator. All right, so here's the deal. And as you folks know, you know, I am a great proponent and supporter and part of the City Harvest family of rescuing food and things of this sort. This said, at a Basque restaurant nestled in the Green Hills just outside Bilbao, which if you haven't been there, should go for the museum, if nothing else. The architecture is fantastic. In fact, the architecture in Spain, the Gaudis, are great as well. The collection leaves something to be desired, but nevertheless, you should go to Bilbao. Anyway, I digress. Head cook Itziar Aguiaro gestures toward a dumpster out back. This all used to go into the garbage, she says, lugging a huge pot of leftover boiled artichokes. But now these artichokes, we pack them in Tupperware, load them into our old Land Rover, and drive them over to Solidarity Fridge. Which is exactly, I mean, she does it, which is even more fantastic. For City Harvest, we go and collect the food from them. It's called rescuing the food. And it's delivered within 24 hours of when we pick it up, and quite often, like within an hour or two. So deliveries arrive several times a day at the Solidarity Fridge, a pioneering project in the Basque town of Geldakau, a population of about 30,000. The goal is to avoid wasting perfectly good food and groceries. In April, the town established Spain's first communal refrigerator. It sits on a city sidewalk with a tidy little fence around it, so no one mistakes it for an abandoned appliance. Anyone can deposit food inside or help themselves. This crusade against throwing away leftovers is the brainchild of Alvaro Sayas, who used to run a food bank for the poor. The idea for a solidarity fridge started with the economic crisis. those images of people searching dumpsters for food, the indignity of it. That's what got me thinking about how much food we waste. The estimates are that we may waste as much as 40% of the food that we harvest. And I mean, think about it. In a world where Doug is worried about people not having enough food, and I think all of us should be worrying about people not having enough food, there is the food. It's just how we dispense it. He's moved on to his next project, living in a yurt and building a hospital for handicapped kids. So, good for him. He said he was intrigued by reading about a scheme in Germany in which people can go online and post notices about extra food and others can claim it. He wanted something more low-tech, something accessible to elderly neighbors who don't use the Internet. So he went to the mayor with his idea for a solidarity fridge. I mean, we could do that here. He came to City Hall with this idea. I thought it was both crazy and brilliant. How could I say no, the mayor said. We approved a small budget of about $5,000 right away to pay for the fridge, an initial health safety study, as well as electricity and upkeep. And we granted this fridge a special independent legal status so the city can't be sued if someone gets sick. Good idea. No raw meat, fish, or eggs. Homemade food must be labeled with a date and thrown out after 4 days. One of the volunteers who cleans out the fridge says, nothing lasts that long. Restaurants drop off their leftover tapas at night, and they're gone by the next morning. We even have grannies who cook especially for this fridge, and after weekend barbecues, you'll find it stocked with ribs and sausage. They visited on Monday. It was filled with fresh vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, and zucchini from a local community garden, along with unopened cartons of milk, jars of lentils, and baby food. There are also pixtos, Basque tapas, wrapped in plastic and labeled with a date from a local bar. They are especially appealing to Izam, an unemployed Moroccan immigrant, who checked out Solidarity Fridge's offerings. When money is tight, to be able to come here and open this fridge and find really good food, bread, tomatoes, vegetables, meat, it's amazing. The fridge may be the legacy of Spain's economic crisis, during which frugality became a necessity. The unemployment rate's about 13% in this town, nearly half of that of the rest of Spain. The Basque region's welfare state is robust and few residents go hungry. The Basque country has a special relationship with food. It's known for its gastronomy, especially in Bilbao and San Sebastian. Here, food is sacrosanct. It's something that's venerated. We have one of the highest concentrations of Michelin-starred restaurants per capita in the world. We value eating well and conserving food. It's part of our culture, and the Solidarity Fridge is part of that. Another Solidarity Fridge is opened in Murcia, a town on Spain's Mediterranean coast, and elementary schools have been organizing field trips to the original fridge to teach children how to cut down on food waste and share. Isn't that a terrific idea? I just really love that idea.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with my mom over the weekend about, you know, about leaving behind a legacy. And maybe that's one of the things to think about, of leaving behind a refrigerator. I'm going to call up City Harvest and see if maybe we can put Solidarity Fridges, because if nothing else, I mean, think about the fun of opening a refrigerator. I love leftovers and seeing really good food that you can either give or take. I love it. Why would it not work here? I'm going to try it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Spend your life with Extend Your Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So I was talking, Trevor and I were talking yesterday because I was talking with my mom about it, of leaving a legacy, and I had always said that I would leave a drinking fountain somewhere because I'm always thirsty and enough money to maintain it for perpetuity or something. But I was just thinking, I like the solidarity fridge idea better, that... And because people on the train are always sort of begging for food, or and a lot of the people who are doing the begging are right around subways, either on the platform, in the train, or at the entrance, because there are a lot of people who go through there. It's very efficient. And I was thinking that maybe putting the solidarity fridges there at a couple of different locations near subway entrances, near major subways, so that people could either put food in or take food out. You know, Bilbao is a relatively small town, or the town that it's near is relatively small. The town that's near Bilbao, I think, is probably a little bit bigger than that. The town's only 30,000 people. But it seemed to me it could work any place. So it might be worth it. I mean, the issue about the health department is one, and it would probably have to be perhaps monitored at least on an ongoing basis, or on a temporary basis. But I still like the idea of, you know, because if people are hungry, it affects everything. And if people know that they can get food, plus for me, the idea of opening a refrigerator and seeing food there is just, whoa. You know, I'm a single woman, so before plated.com came into my life, I would open it up and I always have a bottle of champagne in case there's something to celebrate. I always have mustard for unbeknownst reasons, and usually kind of a wilting head of lettuce, and I'm trying to think what else, and water. So sometimes Diet Coke, sometimes not. I actually don't drink Diet Coke anymore. All right, so we're talking about probably call them fake foods is probably not the world's smartest thing to call them, but we're talking about food that doesn't necessarily occur naturally in nature, right? I know that's a little redundant. So, so Trev, do you eat anything that you would consider kind of a fake food?
I was thinking about that up until this question, just trying to think.
Because you knew I was going to ask you.
I knew.
Yeah, she's going to ask me that.
I don't know, do pizza rolls count? I think that's probably the most processed kind of
thing. Do you eat Pop-Tarts? There we go.
No, I don't eat Pop-Tarts.
No Pop-Tarts, but pizza rolls.
I eat pretty
rolls.
Well, but I'd say pizza rolls.
See, for me, it's Boca Burgers. There are two things. The thing that I'm not embarrassed about is Boca Burgers, and I've been eating those for years because they're veggie burgers. Tofu actually doesn't count because tofu is actually a legitimate naturally occurring substance. So Boca Burgers, which I suppose you could consider fake food because I just don't eat them very much anymore for reasons that kind of elude me at this moment. The pollock that's made into crab meat,
mm-hmm.
which I really like. It's much better for you. It's much less expensive, and it tastes delicious to make if you decide you want to make a crab roll or something. I think they also make it. The shrimp I don't think is as successful. And I think they may make fake lobster too, but the crab is really good. And apparently that's what Subway used in their, they never called it crab roll, they called it, I think, Seafood Delight or something like that. They don't do it anymore, not because of the pollock, but because of the mayonnaise. Because mayonnaise can go bad very quickly, and mayonnaise is a great breeding ground for everything, for salmonella and everything else. So, but that was one of my favorite things at Subway is the seafood, then with all those fresh veggies on it, but it was pollock. Much better for you. It was pressed pollock, I think. So those two. And I suppose the only thing that I'm kind of embarrassed about is that I use fake sweetener. I don't use sugar. And for the amount of sugar I use, I'm not sure it's a very healthy choice. I think, because what, a teaspoon of sugar or something is 6 calories or something. So I may have to rethink that. But those are my contribution to fake. But that's because I don't eat meat. I'm trying to think, the veggies, you know, the GMOs, I worry a little bit less about, than other people, just because I think that we've been eating food, that has been, my grandmother, and this was, no, it's my great grandmother. So it was like literally in the 60s. Would take two sheep for I don't know why she did this. She didn't grow up on a farm, but she was kind of an endlessly inventive woman, and she was always making. She was taking two different kinds of trees and basically putting them together. And she would take, I think she took prunes and no, not prunes are plums. I think she took a plum tree and a pear tree, and melded them together, and had this tree that had. And she could make it. She had an incredibly green thumb, and she could. So all these weird kind of sort of cross pollinated kinds of things that didn't occur in nature. And this was. She wasn't using chemicals. She was just taking things and putting them together. And she would take what's the word? Not splicing them together. But there's a word that when you take two trees and put them together and. It just eludes me temporarily. But so, you know, I sort of grew up in that context of not only not thinking it was evil, but thinking that it was kind of cool that she could come up with different things. And the thing about the GMOs, although they really haven't been around
I mean, we've been eating a lot of GMOs for a very long time without being aware of it. And I'm not in favor of, I'm not telling people what's going on, but something that decreases the amount of waste, that something that decreases the amount of infection or you know, biological. I don't know. I didn't give my kid baby food. I'd always made whatever it was for her, and I did kind of at some point become aware of the fact that a lot of chickens were being messed with. Either they were being raised in awful circumstances, or even equally alarmingly, were being shot full of antibiotics or vitamins, and worrying about how that was going to affect my daughter because I was making her baby food out of chickens that I would buy. So, you know, I don't know what the long-term answer is, because there are, I don't think that GMOs have been around long enough for us to be conclusively saying that they cause no problems or that they're dangerous. I just don't think we have the data at this moment. But it certainly is a way of being more efficient in terms of utilizing resources to feed people. So a lot of these things are just not black and white, and they become politically hot potatoes, so to speak. And so there becomes to be a lot of heat and no light about it. We don't really, you know, people being very outspoken about it without real reasoning behind it. So still to be determined. All right. So let's see what people said about fake foods that they currently eat, including, I guess, purple lettuce.
Okay. So Frankie says crab.
Yeah, the same. I assume the same. Crab, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't actually had that. I'm curious.
You should try it. It's really good. And you usually buy it frozen, mm-hmm. and you defrost it, and you just kind of peel it off. And like for crab rolls, it's really delish.
Meat.
A little mayonnaise. You can put a little celery in there if you want to. Very sweet and very good. And it, I mean, crab is not good for you. It's a carrion eater, and pollock's perfectly okay.
Why do people eat crab so much then?
Because it tastes delicious.
Well, I guess I haven't even had crab at all.
You've never had a crab cake?
I have had a crab cake way back when I used to.
Crab cakes are not all that appealing as far as I'm concerned because they're fried. Right. But a crab, one of the recipes that I did, which was real crab, was the crab linguine. And if you think clam linguine is good, you should try crab linguine. It's really wonderful.
Perfect lunchtime conversation.
Yes, I know. You just love that I sort of talk about things where you're starving.
I don't have crab in my lunch today, unfortunately.
No, you don't. Well, listen, why don't you try? This would be a good thing for you to be the incredibly cool boyfriend. So go to the store on the way home and get some crab and get some hot dog buns and, you know, toast them on a little bit of butter, margarine or something, and toast them on both sides so they're all crispy and yummy. And then take a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of pepper. I don't use salt. And make crab rolls, and you will be the hero.
Mmm.
Yeah, and delish, and it won't break the bank either.
Nice. I'll have to try that.
All right, here you go. All right, so two of us agree on crab, and we will have a third soon. Okay, what else?
Tony says, nothing that I can think of.
That's helpful. Yeah, thanks. Well, at least they responded, so.
That's true. Wendy says, I guess I don't know what fake foods are, ellipsis and then question mark.
Well, what we're talking about is things that don't occur in nature in the form that we eat them. So,
right.
And I suppose to a certain extent you could argue that anything hydroponic is, you know, falls into that category. Let's see what else could we talk. As I said, Boca burgers.
Yeah, I thought about like imitation things. Like, what about mock duck? What's that?
I don't know.
At a Vietnamese restaurant once, and I was.
I think mock duck is what, chicken or something? No, I think, you know what is mock duck is tofu.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's usually tofu, and it's actually a lot of the stuff at vegetarian restaurants is really pretty interesting. And I suppose a lot of those could be considered in theory fake because they're not what they appear to be. Maybe that's what it is. All right, fake pseudo. How about if we said pseudo? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business,
and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, Trevor and I are deciding that perhaps the word fake was not incredibly helpful, so we could have said pseudo or imitation, but I was just being, maybe that was my impish sense of humor coming out again to no particular benefit. All right, so let's see what other people's ideas were.
Marquita says, tofurkey slices. Not yummy, but they get the job done when the vegan thing misses on meaty texture. Not sure I'd invite any other fake foods into the mix.
Well, there are tofu hot dogs. There are tofu hamburgers. What was the one she specifically was referencing?
She's saying tofurkey spices, so like sliced turkey.
Yeah, I mean that there's. I mean, tofu basically is relatively good for you, and tofu is a naturally occurring. I mean, you don't have to worry about that. And it's a source of protein. The problem about being a vegan is that it's really hard to get enough protein, and we do need protein. Okay, what else we got?
Okay, so
tofurkey.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny name. Robert says, "I love the 7-layer burrito at Taco Bell." I think anything.
I think
Taco
that's
Bell
fast food. Yeah, well, I think there we have a whole. Is it? You think everything?
I feel like weren't they just kind of in getting some flack for like their beef being mostly kind of grain byproducts, like not even meat at all?
Really?
I feel like that was a couple.
Well, we have a whole sort of Taco Bell sort of aficionados that listen to the program because Taco Bell comes up all of the time. All right, so if I say Taco Bell menu, let's see Taco Bell. How about Taco Bell controversy? Let's say. Controversy beef. Let's see what they said here. There were sued over 35% beef content in taco meat.
35%? What was the other 65%?
Well, let's see if we can find. Do we really want to know?
Yeah, I don't need to talk about, so I'd be fine knowing. Right.
So I haven't either, but and all my listeners saying, oh, that was great, was kind of encouraging me to this. 35% beef content in taco meat filling, it's called. It's using false advertising when it refers to seasoned ground beef or seasoned beef in its products. Contains binders and extenders and does not meet the minimum requirement to be labeled as beef. Their meat mixture found it contained less than 35% beef. They do not seek monetary damages but ask the court to order Taco Bell to be honest. So what are they going to say?
Well, yeah. I mean,
meat substitute?
Yeah, imitation.
They can't say that they're selling. Well, who's going to buy it? Although maybe not. I don't know.
Pseudo people.
Pseudo people. Taco Bell prides itself on serving high quality Mexican inspired food with great value. We're happy that the millions of customers we serve every week agree. The company would vigorously defend the suit. Taco Bell's seasoned beef contains other ingredients, including water, wheat, oats, soy lecithin, maltodextrin, anti-dusting agent. Ooh, that's a little upsetting. And modified cornstarch. All right, cornstarch we don't like, right? They said that the lawyers elected to sue first and ask questions later and got their facts wrong. So there we go. We buy our meat from the same trusted brands you find in the supermarket like Tyson Foods. We start with 100%. USDA inspected beef. Then we simmer it in our proprietary blend of seasonings and spices to give our seasoned beef a signature Taco Bell taste and texture. We're proud of the quality of our beef and identify all the seasoning and spice ingredients on our website. Unfortunately, the lawyers in this case elected to sue first and ask questions later, and they got their facts wrong. We're going to take legal action. So there you go. All right, so good point, Taco Tony. I mean, apparently he was right that that Taco Bell's 7-layer. It's probably much better for you than what you were thinking about eating. But good point. All right, keep going.
I guess the last one is Jude, who says fake foods? ? Obviously.
Well, I mean, okay. Where you hear that? Like four of you got the point. Okay, so kudos to the four. And for the other ones, all right, we'll try and be better. I mean, did you really not know what we were talking about? I mean, it's one thing to sort of be critical of our nomenclature, which I will absolutely accept. But to say you don't know what we're talking about, oh, come on, you did too.
Yeah.
They knew, don't you think? They knew.
Yeah.
They're just giving us a hard time.
Imitation. You see it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. All righty. We love to take on meaningless controversies. All right. So I'm just trying to think what we had one other story that I was going to actually sort of deal with today. All I have to do is find it. So Taco Bell, I don't know. The point is, would you care? I mean, would you stop eating something if you thought that it had, if you looked at the ingredients? And what is it, by the end of next year, because Congress sort of sat on it. It was supposed to be by the end of this year, which is a couple of months, that places, restaurants had to tell you what their calorie count was and what the content was. And the food lobby somehow got them convinced to wait another year. And the problem is, once they have to wait a year, the question is, will it be, you know, what will happen after that? So, all right. So understand, did we talk about it, that the public is they're discovering new planets, which is one of the things I talked with Doug about this morning, is that knowing that NASA was looking for substitute Earths, that was a little alarming, and that the Pentagon had been planning for global warming, strategies for global warming, and they're not exactly this hotbed of, you know, liberal thinking. All right, so it turns out the public has been given a chance to name planets. There are 20 planetary systems outside the solar system known as exoworlds, 15 stars, 32 exoplanets. Now, it turns out that they have some names, and they've already submitted 247 proposals. They now have shortlisted entries. I don't care about the shortlisted entries. I want you guys. You can vote until Halloween, until October 31st. But I don't care about what they've already got. I want you to tell me what you would name something and why you would name it, whatever you're going to call it. All right? Planet Trevor.
I would have to find something Latin that was way more cool than that. I don't know what it would be, though. I have to do some research.
What does Trevor mean in Latin? I suppose I could find joy in Latin. Yeah, you don't know what your name means?
I used to have it, like, you know, kind of down pat, but now I've kind of forgotten.
Ultimately. My goodness.
I know.
Let's see what Trevor
something
meaning.
Good, I'm sure.
What is Trevor meaning? Taco Bell keeps coming up.
Oh,
maybe,
no.
Maybe that. No, I was kidding. I hadn't cleared my... let's see what Trevor meaning means. It's an English name given to boys. It means... Do you know what it means?
No.
It means large male organ.
No, that's the urban...
No, that's what it says. It says it's an ancient
dictionary.
Celtic... No. Yeah, you're right. Urban dictionary.
Yeah, urban
okay.
dictionary.
Okay, industrious or tight. I like the other one better.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodbye, Trevor.
Oh,
who knew?
My gosh.
I didn't make that up, honest. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.